Maybe you should try it. Or maybe you should come into the office right now and tell the publishers you're very sorry and that you're going through a bereavement at the moment. And please, pretty please, could you have your nice job back? But I don't want that job. I want to be a journalist again. I want to make a difference in the world.
Everyone wants to make a difference, Sarah, but there's a time and place.
Do you know what you're doing, honestly, if you throw your toys out of the pram like this? You're just having a midlife crisis. You're no different from the middle-aged man who buys a red car and shags the babysitter.
I thought about it. The breeze seemed colder now. There were goosebumps on my arms.
Sarah?
Oh, Clarissa, you're right. I'm confused. Do you think I've just chucked my life away?
I just want you to think about it. Will you, Sarah?
All right.
And call me?
I will.
Clarissa?
Darling?
Thank you.
I hung up and looked out over the river. When we first arrived, the water had been flowing downstream toward the wild estuary and the untamed waters of the North Sea. Now it was nudging back in the direction of Oxford and the crisp white boathouses of Henley. It is hard, when it comes right down to the actual choice, to know what you want out of life. I went down the stone steps to a little shrinking beach. I said to Lawrence and little B, "I called work. I've got something to tell you both." But they looked so forlorn standing there, standing apart from each other, not speaking. I realized this was never going to work. I thought, oh gosh, how foolish I've been. I have always struck myself as a very practical woman, capable of adaptation. I immediately thought, I'll phone the publisher and tell him I made a mistake. And not just a little mistake, but a great elemental whole life mistake. During one whole week of grace, I utterly forgot, you see, that I was a sensible girl from Surrey. It was something about little B's smile and her energy that made me sort of fall in love with her. And thus love makes fools of us all. For a whole week I actually thought I was a better person, someone who could make a difference. It completely slipped my mind that I was a quiet, practical, bereaved woman who focused very hard on her job. Isn't that odd? I'm awfully sorry. And now, might I please have my old life back? I held out my hands to little B and Lawrence, but then I noticed that Charlie was no longer with them.